You're listening to SBS News.
When the pandemic hit, Melbourne-based cafe Industry Beans saw its customer base drop dramatically.
Disappeared entirely. It went from 100% down to 20% overnight, literally. Scary, really scary. You know, scary for us, scary for our staff. You know, suddenly it goes from a business that's busy pumping along every day to just empty.
In April last year, CEO of Industry Beans, Trevor Simmons, operated four venues. And when COVID restrictions came in, his main goal was to keep the doors open and his people employed. He says thanks to expanding the business online and diversification, they not only survived the pandemic, but expanded.
But we came into COVID with 120 staff and we're coming out of it with 170, which is great. So we've seen the big dip, but we're coming out with more staff than what we started.
It's these small business success stories experts say are the key to getting Australia back on track. Australia's Small Business Ombudsman Bruce Bilson says the sector is a major source of employment across the country.
Two out of every three Australian workers are in a small business. 99% of the businesses in our economy are small businesses. So small business success will be the driving force of our economic recovery.
The pandemic had a severe impact on the sector during 2020, with small business job losses 50% greater during the April peak compared to big business. Figures for that month show those hardest hit by COVID job losses in small business include the under 30s, with employment falling nearly 17% year on year. Women, with employment dropping over 13%, jobs for casuals dropped over 22%, and small business hospitality bore the brunt with a 45% employment downturn. In total, small business jobs fell 10% in April last year, but it was already starting to rebuild by mid-May, and that growth has continued. By March this year, small business job numbers had almost returned to pre-pandemic levels, and Bruce Bilson says small businesses are leading Australia's recovery.
They're batting above their average in terms of a small business share of that job creation. I'd like to think that will continue into the future, and we're working hard every day to try and make that as realistic and a tangible possibility as it can be.
Research shows the country needs to create over 200,000 small business jobs by the end of the year to fully recover from the pandemic shock. Zero economist Louise Southall says that figure takes into account job losses and setbacks to the job growth trajectory.
We still had no jobs growth in 2020. So there's a lot of people who would have got a job in a small business that in a normal year that didn't. So when we take into account that phase one recovery and then phase two, getting back to where we should have been without the pandemic, we estimate we need about another 210,000 jobs.
Ms. Southall says small business has shown reliance, but they're relying on continued consumer support to remain viable.
Small businesses are resilient. They are adaptable, but we just need to keep on supporting them to get them through 2021 and secure that longer-term recovery.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.